The program might be 7 Second Delay, and with us on the phone might be the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman Man. I cannot hear you hardly at all. All right. I'm holding on. We had a great show planned for this evening. Share it or steal it with $100 at stake. I can barely hear you. Barely hear you, Andy. So at this point, it's looking like we might have to go to a rerun. Because Andy is at his daughter's place awaiting the arrival of an alleged grandchild. So he's not at his usual studio. And as you can hear, he's struggling very badly with... can't hear you. I can just barely hear you in my headphones. You really can't be heard on the air at all. If we can't do the share it or steal it idea tonight, we will definitely do it next week. And if you have a suggestion for the rerun that we should air tonight, since Andy's studio away from home is not working as planned, I was thinking about Andy outbidding the Tooth Fairy. No, that's really hardly any better at all. There's next to no volume coming through Skype for you, my friend.
Hold on. Allow.
Oh, hey, you're getting there.
I am?
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting louder. Andy, are you with us? No. All right. In the background, you're hearing my raptor battling my dog. And we are just going to look for a good 7 Second Delay rerun, since Andy's having technical problems as he awaits the arrival of his brand new grandchild, which is what Tooth Fairy. All right. Sorry about this. We will be back next week live with the classic Share It or Steal It episode. And now a rerun from April 2nd. 2014.
Hello, 7 Second.
Yeah.
If one kid came a great distance, he might argue he's entitled to a little more.
If one kid came and it was still attached to his mouth by a hair,
and it had to be pulled out,
I'd say he should get more.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be kind of exciting. But do you think anyone's going to show up?
I have no idea.
We should tell people where we are and our phone number, right?
Yeah, the phone number is 201-209-9368. And if people want directions, I can email them directions. You can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
We're on Montgomery Street in Jersey City. We're near the water. We're near Exchange Place. We're about a mile south of the Holland Tunnel. If you're with your kid and you think you can make it here in 40, 45, 50 minutes, there's $120. That could be yours. And why am I doing this again?
It's really annoying. It's so loud. I was worried it would be so really loud. No, don't.
When you say it's really...
Yeah, it's horrible.
When you say it's really annoying, it's so loud. What do you think I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I've got to hear what you think I'm going to do.
Do it out here.
That's the money. That's the money, kids. That's the sound of money. Or you can put the tooth under your pillow and make 50 cents tonight. It's up to you.
See, this is the problem with this idea, as I was telling you.
People are on their way. They're leaving now. They are leaving their kitchen tables. The spaghetti is just going to be sitting there for them when they get back. They're eating dinner. They're racing for the car.
Oh, Wendy might be coming. We might have one taker.
I hope we get more than one, so they have to fight it out. It's $120 in cash. We're on Montgomery Street. Don't we want to give the address here?
No, they can call. They can call 201-209-9368 and get the exact address.
But what if they're in the car and don't have a cell phone? What if they have a kid in the car and don't have a cell phone?
Oh, well.
What?
We really can't help people who don't have a way for us to communicate with them.
Why? Why can't we give the address?
I don't want to give the address out. I don't want to.
Is it a super secret?
No.
Like Uncle Headquarters?
No.
Behind the laundromat? The phony wall in the laundromat? Like
no,
Uncle?
But I'd just rather not be giving out the address of the building all show long.
Don't you give it out during the marathon when you ask volunteers to come?
No.
Haven't we done this like when we had foot races out front?
I don't mind mentioning it once or twice.
Okay. When should we mention it?
It's up to you.
I don't know
but
the address.
You really don't know the address? Then I'm in luck.
I'll give the wrong address.
This whole argument's been moot.
Even though it's a moot argument, it beats talking about the squeaky chair. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Is it 475? Wait, no, that's my office address.
475?
Yeah, that's my office.
It's close, yeah.
It's 75.
You're on the right track.
I don't remember. Damn.
Yeah, that's impressive that you don't know the address.
If you showed me a piece of mail that had the address on it, I could discern.
It would have a P.O. box.
The number on Montgomery Street.
Yeah.
Look, we're on Montgomery Street. We're in Jersey City. We're about a mile south of the Holland Tunnel. You can reach us on that. The New Jersey Turnpike has a spur that goes right past there. We're near the Late Liberty Science Center, right? We're just a couple blocks from Exchange Place.
Yep.
And if you call us, we'll give you the address. Or give us the address. Ken, don't be a weasel.
It's 43 Montgomery.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 43. 43 Montgomery. Give us a call. We'll give you directions as you roll. You should be rolling now. You should be out of your driveway.
And we should make clear.
On your way. You're rolling.
We should make it clear what we're looking for, which is kids 10 or younger who have a tooth either hanging on by a hair in their mouth or that just fell out of their mouth that they haven't turned over to the tooth fairy yet.
And
that's what we're looking for.
And we're not quite sure why we're doing this.
Because you have $120 of your...
outbid the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
It's time to break his monopoly on this business. And the way to break a monopoly sometimes is to have a loss leader, is to lose some money at first. Don't you think?
Yeah, so this is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're opening up a new career.
I know I'm overpaying for a tooth. Yeah. I'm willing to do that to become the new tooth fairy. I want to be your tooth fairy.
You really wanted to have a bunch of kids arguing over who would get the $100, right?
The dream is we'd end up with five cute little kids.
Yeah, arguing.
Arguing over who deserves what percentage of the $100. Like that great scene in Mad Mad World where they're at the side of the road debating who gets how many shares.
Right, so this is a little like rat race.
Oh, yeah. It's a real-life rat race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for that plug. Rat Race needed that plug. 5 years too late, you plug my movies.
Oh, I mentioned your movie. I like that movie.
That's the money. That's the sound of money. $120. Or we can talk about, talk about the marathon. Did you hear about the big marathon next week?
I've heard there is a marathon next week, yes.
You want to give the phone number again?
201-209-9368.
You think anyone's coming? Don't you think there's some...
Wendy might be on the way.
Don't you think there's some parent sitting at home, or they're just picking up their kid? Hey, honey, how was your after-school activity? How was soccer practice or whatever? And the kid says, oh, I lost a tooth during soccer practice. I guess I'll have to give it to the tooth fairy tonight. No, says the mommy or daddy. I have a better idea. Let's run over to Jersey City. Let's just run over to Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
We have two people who might be on the way.
43 Montgomery Street. We're up on the fourth floor. If you're the only one here, you get $120. Ooh.
If you're the only kid 10 or younger. With a tooth. A real human tooth.
What if a 12-year-old kid got into a fight with a big school bully and lost a tooth today?
That counts.
All right, but that's a 12-year-old kid.
Oh,
we can make exceptions.
No, 10 and under. No.
Why?
I know your dream would be a 15 or 16-year-old guy coming in with a pair of pliers.
And pulling it out for $120.
And pulling out a perfectly healthy tooth just because he needed the money for some reason. That would be a dream come true for you.
Something something that might be called fantastic radio. Is that what you're talking about? Fantastic live radio. That would be fantastic. A teenage kid with a pair of pliers pulling out a tooth.
I agree. It would be fantastic radio. I would.
It would put your little eagle tattoo to shame.
I wouldn't want to be a part of it.
I would die a happy man if I could be a part of that.
Really?
It's on my list of things to do before I die.
How much would it take to get you to pull a tooth out of your mouth next week during the marathon?
How much would it take for you to pull a tooth?
There is no price for me.
I would pull a tooth for $10,000, but it wouldn't be out of my mouth.
How much for one out of your mouth?
Oh, there's no price on that.
$25,000?
I would get a hobo.
$25,000.
I would get a hobo up here and pull teeth from the hobo. For the marathon?
No.
Why not?
People don't want to make a hobo suffer. They want to make you suffer.
Oh, Ken, you are so young. I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. People love when hobos suffer. Hey, is that someone at the door?
That's the pizza guy for the meeting.
Oh, Lord. There's some kind of meeting tonight?
Yeah.
What does that word mandatory mean? Oh, tell me about it next week.
Yeah.
Tell me what that word means. I'll look it up when I get home.
We'll do.
Okay.
So you're just trying to rub it in the faces of all the staff members.
Tom Sharpling and Dan Gata are not happy that I seem to have some weird past. They are not happy at all.
I don't blame them.
I have to work with them.
Tom and Dan, I'm not happy either. Believe me.
I have to work with these guys. They're just seething cauldrons of resentment.
They have my deepest sympathies, both of them.
Why don't they... And I was telling him today, why don't they feel happy for me? I'm in theory, on paper, I'm their friend.
We have somebody on the line.
Oh, boy. Yeah. They must have called our number, 201.
209.
209. 9368. Maybe they're coming to 43 Montgomery Street. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I'm on the air now.
You're on the air.
Oh, let me turn it down.
Turn it down.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from London, England.
Is this John?
Yeah. Yes, John.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I just got your email.
Hey, hold on. John
can't get here from England.
There's no way to get here before 7 o'clock.
Right.
Why is he calling?
You know what? I want the money. I've got my bank account and everything over there in New Jersey.
But, John, you have to have a kid show.
Before that.
Now, John, what is the tradition in England when a little boy or little girl loses their teeth?
Same as you guys out there, Tooth Fairy.
Right, female, right? Female tooth fairy comes and leaves money.
No. It's just tooth fairy. It's just like it's non-conspicent. You know what it is?
But the thing with the pillow, right?
Was like it got old. When you got older, it got money, and the money got bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that meant you lost it in a fight or something.
I don't know. Somebody's doing my fault.
And how much money did your parents leave you under the pillow?
You wouldn't understand this, but I'll say a pound.
A pound.
Yeah, I think I can understand that.
Yeah.
A pound. I think the most I ever got was a pound.
Well, now the kids would be getting a couple of euro dollars, wouldn't they?
No, not in England.
Not in this country. It'd be a nice thing, though, because the euro economy is probably a lot better thing to invest in. Especially if you're a kid and you actually believe in this kind of nonsense.
Like believe in the euro dollar. What does the euro dollar look like? A euro dollar. It's a coin.
It's a coin.
It's absolutely brilliant.
And paper.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Is it nice looking?
Believe it.
Yeah. It's nice looking.
I've seen pounds.
You know what it's like? It's like, you remember the token for the subways about 10 years ago where it had a bronze bit on the outside and a silver bit on the inside.
You mean the New York token?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. The old New York City token, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, that is exactly what the euro looks like.
You mean it's two types of metal that are welded together?
Am I on the air at the moment?
Oh, you are
afraid,
on the air.
I'm afraid you are.
It's like, so late there, and John is smashed. You know, it's great. We get these calls from England, you know, and it's like 12:30 or 1
o'clock. Hang on a minute.
Oh, now he's saying hang on. Now we hang on.
I believe you. I just turned up my radio. All right. Now we can talk.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, now we're saying thank you.
We got to run.
Okay. Oh, you've got to go now?
Yeah, we've got to go. That's great. As if we have other callers. Well done, Ken.
We have to get back on topic.
Because we need people to come.
We need kids, yeah.
Do you think anyone's coming?
I think two people might be on their way, and that wouldn't be so bad if
two people we know. Maybe somebody else is on their way.
Right now?
Although they would have been calling, right?
They would have called or emailed, but two
kids. If you can get here before 7 o'clock, with a missing tooth. I'm sorry, with a tooth that just came out or a tooth that's very, very loose. We will outbid the tooth fairy. I'm good for $120 if you're the only kid here at 7 o'clock. We're on Montgomery Street. We're near Exchange Place. We're right here in Hoboken, centrally located. You probably, if you're in Manhattan, it would be tough, don't you think, to get through the tunnel and make it?
It could be done.
It could be done. If you're in Lower Manhattan and you're near the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah, near a pass station or you have a car.
You can do it.
That you could pop through the
tunnel. Is it worth $120 to try, to take a shot?
That I don't know, Andy.
If you were in your little house in Hoboken, what's your address there? Your home address?
43 Montgomery.
If you were in Hoboken and you heard this offer and little Daisy had just lost a tooth, wouldn't you take a shot? It's real money.
I'm the last person you should ask because, you know, I can't.
Yeah, that's right.
I run FMU. So.
And, don't worry. Thanks for playing along. Thanks. Hey,
I thought we had a call.
We have a great, couple great premiums for next week's marathon.
We do. The Fatal Flaw T-shirt and the Andy Breckman dartboard.
The Andy Breckman dartboard?
Yes, the Andy Breckman dartboard.
I thought it was the 7-second delay dartboard.
Oh, no.
You mean it's just my picture?
Yes.
Well, no one's going to. Wait, it's just my picture and darts? You get darts with it?
No. No, you do not get darts. You have to supply your own darts.
Is it a real dartboard?
Yes.
Made of cork?
No, not made of cork.
What's it made of?
It's made of hard paper. But it looks like a dartboard. It's like my Osama bin Laden dartboard
up right outside my office. You put it like on a wooden door?
Well, my Osama bin Laden dartboard's right outside my door.
How do you throw darts at it?
Well, that one uses magnetic darts.
What is the 7-second delay / Andy Breckman dartboard used?
Real darts.
But where do you put it? Where would you tape it to?
Tape it to a wall or tack it to a wall.
No one's going
to
do that.
You'd be surprised. It's an Andy Breckman dartboard.
You have dart holes in the wall or in the door. Look, plug the T-shirt. Push the T-shirt. No one's going to care about the dartboard.
Oh, people really like the idea of the dartboard. See, because I didn't explain fully. Your picture is in the center of the target.
Is it really?
Yes.
And you had these made?
Yes. We're having them made.
Hold on. Don't say anything. Let me just see how I'm feeling. It's not easy for me. Hold on. I think my feelings are hurt. Hold on.
That's okay.
Give me a second here. Yes! I feel embarrassed, betrayed, and hurt. I have to plug an Andy Breckman dartboard on my own show?
No, you don't have to. It's the premium that's selling itself.
Thought we were going to push the T-shirt. Well,
we do have the Fatal Flaw T-shirt, and I really love the idea of the Fatal Flaw T-shirt. It's a T-shirt that no one would ever wear.
No one would ever wear in public. You just couldn't. And it's not obscene.
No.
It's not. There's no dirty pictures.
We can't
on
give out too many hints about it, but that's true.
But
everything
that
you said is true.
No one would have the guts to wear it in public. But you could wear it in private, and it's a very nice cotton shirt, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, no,
hey, Ken.
Coming.
I wanted to find out about the dartboard. Is it going to be like real, like pub quality kind of dartboard?
No, we were just talking about that. No, it is the design of a dartboard on oak tag.
Not worth the oak tag it's printed on.
So you're saying that I should pledge for a different show?
No, I'm saying, it depends how much you hate Andy. I mean, if you don't hate Andy enough to want to do that.
But you could also pledge and get a Fatal Flaw 7-second delay T-shirt.
Oh, but he wouldn't want the Fatal Flaw T-shirt because he can't possibly wear it.
Well, you could wear it in private.
So both of our,
yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, the dartboard turns off people who like you.
Yeah.
And I will begrudgingly acknowledge that there are some people who like you.
But the T-shirt is a comfortable T-shirt to be worn in private. Or maybe under another shirt.
You could put it behind the dartboard to get a little more, thickness or something.
I was trying to sell Ken on the idea of having a dartboard T-shirt.
Which would be
a target, and it would come with three darts, and the target would be on the back of your T-shirt.
Sharp darts, right?
Sharp darts. He had a problem with
it. No,
my friend Dr. Buzzkill Friedman had a problem with the dartboard T-shirt. So we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
He seems to be saying that he won't be pledging. next week.
It doesn't seem like...
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because it's just an oak tag dartboard. You can't really throw anything at it.
Sure you can.
You can't. It's almost a bigger fatal flaw than the T-shirt. In essence, you're selling a little picture of me.
With a target over your head. You don't understand.
It's so bad. We're not going to make a nickel.
I've gotten excellent feedback on the Andy Breckman dartboard. You'd be surprised.
The kind of feedback I'm interested in is calls to PayPal, and that's where the test will be. Proof's in the pudding. Andy Breckman pudding would actually be a better idea. Andy Breckman pudding.
What would you pay for a kid who came here who was missing teeth, who had a big gap, like in their front teeth, but didn't have a tooth? What would your attitude be to that?
I can't give him anything, but I hope he comes.
See, that's why people hate you so much.
Because you're
heartless. For any kid who, like, the tooth fell out yesterday, and they gave it to the tooth fairy last night.
Well, then they've learned a lesson.
You're rendering them ineligible.
They've learned a lesson, and maybe in the future they'll know, and their parents will know. Don't do anything. Don't conduct any business. Don't form any opinions until you hear our show on Wednesday.
We have somebody on the line.
When will they learn? 201-209-something-something-68.
9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, are you on your way?
No, this is James. I just talked to you guys about the dartboard. I was disparaging it.
Yeah.
I felt like you guys felt bad because you thought I wasn't going to pledge. I'm still going to pledge.
To get the T-shirt?
No, I mean, I just because I will. I mean, I got the CD from you guys from last year the other day.
You can.
How did that sound?
And the CD wasn't too good, but I still love the show.
But you've got to use your imagination with that CD. You've got to you've got to use that CD to implicate Andy.
That was terrible too.
In nefarious activity.
That was terrible.
I mean, even though you guys have really lousy premium.
I
still love your show.
Wait, we have a great premium. The T-shirt really is fun. But wait, we also need, don't we need a stunt or something for next week?
Yes, we do.
We've got to do something.
$25,000 if we can pull a tooth out of your mouth with a pair of pliers.
Out of Andy's mouth or my mouth?
Out of your mouth.
Out of Andy's
mouth. Your mouth, James.
How about out of Ken's mouth?
How about a hobo's mouth?
No.
A hobo's mouth. James, would you pledge if we were pulling teeth out of a hobo's mouth?
No. How about a hobo pull teeth out of your mouth?
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
That's a bad idea for 7 reasons. Wait, I just thought of another one. 8 reasons. Wait, 10 reasons. 12? I just thought of... Wait, that's a bad idea for 14 reasons.
How many teeth do you have, Andy?
I have a nice set of teeth, which are getting whiter and whiter every week.
There you go.
I've been using that whitening crap. I can't pull them out now. I just got them white.
They'll be nicer when you pull them out. Then,
My bride, Beth hinted
Your name's Jim, right?
To whiten my teeth.
James, yeah.
James, it's Andy's birthday tomorrow. It's his 50th birthday.
Oh, my God.
You can be the first person. You can beat me to it and wish him a happy birthday.
Andy, happy birthday.
Thanks, James. That means the world to me. Who the hell is this guy?
Go, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Turning 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing?
You're glad we're not having a birthday show tonight, right?
Thank the Lord. No matter how bad the show is, it could have been worse.
Yep.
You know what I'm doing?
You owe me. For that.
I know Beth tried to get you to
Let me tell you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I do owe you. Look at me. I'm 50 years old. I'm waiting for little kids to come.
Yeah. And look what you're doing.
And argue about money.
And look what you're doing for your 50th birthday. What are you planning for your 50th birthday? You're
Nothing.
Having a party with a magician?
Not even a party.
You're getting a magician.
Barely a party.
And you're going to have ice cream sundaes?
I don't know. I should bring that up. We can't find a good venue for this. It's a Sunday brunch in April in Manhattan, and we need to find a restaurant or something that can serve 40 people and not be too expensive.
And every place was booked?
I think we just started to look, but we just would appreciate some suggestions.
All right, we have more people on the phone.
Oh, God. Is somebody coming down to 43 Montgomery?
It's possible that Ben and Wendy are coming down with their kids. It's possible.
Do they live nearby?
I don't know.
Do their kids have teeth that are recently lost or loose?
I think so, yes. And Trish is upset that you're disqualifying people whose teeth have fallen out recently.
Like hobos!
And they surrendered the tooth to the tooth fairy, as they well should have.
When will they learn?
You're torturing
them.
When
will they learn? $120 right here. Next time, don't do anything all week until you hear from me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy.
Are you on your way down with a kid and a missing tooth?
No.
Who's this? Who's this? And give me a fake name.
Ken, I've got a question for you. Okay. Are we going to be playing Soak Andy next week?
Oh, I expect so. Andy,
I don't
said,
think so. No,
Andy,
no.
No,
having...
we will be playing.
No,
Soak
no,
Andy.
No. Wait. We haven't discussed it, and I didn't have the best year of my life.
No,
and...
you had
you
a
know,
good year.
Andy, you know why?
Why?
Can I tell you why, Andy?
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine. No, I'm not. This is not a lie. A coworker, a very good friend of mine, she loves Monk.
Yeah.
But she says this season has not been as good as the last few seasons.
There you go. So I don't have the money.
No, you're getting stoked, Andy. You're
no,
stoked.
I don't have the money.
And Hunter, what do you think about an Andy Breckman dartboard as a premium? It's a great.
Give me 10 of them.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
No, he doesn't
the
understand.
Best premium you've ever had.
Best premium you've ever had.
He doesn't understand.
There you go.
And it's not that I'm endorsing the dartboard. When you say Andy Bergnora, it's my picture on the dartboard. He doesn't
well,
understand.
Let's put it to you this way. Who would people rather throw darts at, Andy, you or Ken?
Well, personally?
All right, thanks, Hunter. We got to run.
The people I know, like my mother and my sister? Well, it'll probably be a toss-up.
And I think your wife is on.
Oh, no.
Hi, Beth, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys.
Hey, honey.
Hey, I just wanted to, just for the record.
Isn't this going swimmingly?
It's going great. I love Monk this season.
Well, yeah, of course you have to because we're renovating a big house.
I just want you to know, for the record, I did not ask you to whiten your teeth or to get your uvula
vaporized.
Fried.
Well, you didn't say
it. Brush your teeth, not whiten your teeth.
Honey, I see the way you look at me.
And Beth,
you look at me, your eyes are saying, damn, those teeth could be whiter.
No, I love it. They definitely look great. They look whiter, but I didn't ask you to do that.
So he's bleaching his teeth now for you.
You know what? Suddenly,
like
you know what's happening
point.
Suddenly? I'm missing the squeaky chair talk.
You're bleaching your teeth. And Beth, Andy is claiming that you're the reason that he
does it squeak when you rock or when you swivel?
So Beth, Andy has told us that he's not snoring anymore. What do you say about that?
I say he's not snoring anymore.
There, you heard it.
There.
You heard it yourself.
There. That's the tone of voice.
He's still snoring. He is still snoring.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
You did say that.
No, it's just so, it's a whole different world. It really is.
It's changed his snoring.
It's changed my snoring.
And Beth,
it's a much more interesting and melodious snoring.
Beth, how has it changed his snoring? Has it made it wheezier or deeper? How has it changed the sound quality?
It's made it softer.
It has made it softer, so it cut the volume down a bit.
You know, you could oil that chair. You could put another chair there. Honey, we're talking about the squeaky chair. We don't have time for this.
Sorry, I'll let you go.
Honey.
You guys talk about the squeaky chair.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Beth.
Bye. We're on a roll. We're talking about the chair.
Has Beth...
You have to change the subject all the time.
Has Beth said, like, what percentage softer your snoring got as a result of you undergoing surgery?
Well, she said, oh, it's like 10% of what it was. But you can see that she still hasn't been getting a good night's sleep.
It's like 50%. It's
probably now that I vaporized the uvula, she can't, like, move to the other room or something now. She's committed to getting a bad night's sleep. It's worse than it is. She's trapped. She can't admit I'm waking her up. The kid just trapped herself. God bless her. I love her.
I told you so.
Fine. Did you enjoy that? I told you so.
I did.
Oh, no one's coming.
Hi, you're on
just
the air.
Shoot me.
Oh, Wendy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Are you on your way down with a kid with a cute little gap tooth? Smile.
Sorry, I wanted to like find no. out. Like, we haven't heard from Captain Tolerance in a while.
Yeah,
and I just wondered, like, what Captain Tolerance would think of someone like treating, you know, you first of all using the word hobo.
Yeah,
he's not really
hobo.
That PC.
What? No, I'm talking about like the bums on the, you know, that hang out by the train yard.
Captain Tolerance doesn't try to protect the rights of the poor.
He doesn't call them homeless people.
Oh,
that's so un-Christian. That's so un-Christian of Captain Tolerance if he doesn't, you know, try to help the poor people.
Have you ever heard a hobo correct someone and say, excuse me, sir, where I'd rather be called a homeless person? They don't care. They're too worried about, you know, when the next freight train's coming through, whether they're going to be able to hop it cleanly or not. Whether the old yard boss is going to be knocking them on the head and throwing them off the train.
Thanks, Beth.
All
right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
They don't care.
They don't care?
I think they do. I think hobos do care.
What do? They're going to wave their little stick and handkerchief at me?
Hi, you're on the air. Boy, what's going on with the...
So next week we're going to find a hobo. I guess we have to slip him a few bucks. And we're going to pull his teeth out.
No. Next week's the marathon.
The marathon.
I'm hoping that we'll pull one of your teeth out.
Oh, we need another idea. I've got some nose hair.
And
you want to do that?
Clip your nose hair?
No, pull it out. I'll let you pull that out. Is that the worst idea for a stunt you've ever heard?
Yeah. Hi, caller. You're on the air,
maybe
but we're having trouble with your phone line.
Maybe
though.
Beth will call back and talk about my nose hair.
I'm here. Hello.
Honey, we're talking about my nose hair now, honey.
Andy, we have a caller.
Hello.
Yeah. What's he going to talk about?
I don't know.
What's with the echo?
I don't know. Something in his phone.
Are you on your way down, sir, with a little cute little kid with a missing tooth?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we need someone to come down to Montgomery Street, 43 Montgomery Street. I have $120.
I am all the way out in Branchburg, New Jersey.
Well, you better get on it, son.
You know what? I'm having problems with your phone, so I got to go. Sorry.
Is there anybody coming down? Wait, what's our call screener's name, the new boy?
I'm not telling you.
All right. Franklin? Franklin?
It's Jeff.
Frankie.
It's
Jeff. Doesn't matter. Hey, is anybody even thinking about coming? For the love of God.
I have gotten two emails from people who said they're coming.
$120.
Yes.
We're right by Exchange Place. 43 Montgomery Street. If one of them comes, they got $120.
If two come?
Well, they've got to do the math and divide it in half. I don't have the time.
It depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
You know?
They'll have to make their case.
One of them might have the tooth still in their mouth. And might let you pull it out. They definitely deserve more than 50% of the money if that happens.
Yeah. We're on the fourth floor.
One of them might show up with a plastic tooth that doesn't even look like a real tooth.
I'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
And the deal is, I take the tooth home. I'm paying for the tooth. We all agree on that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
I'm paying for the damn tooth. And you know what? It looks like I'm paying $120, but I'm actually only paying $118.
Why?
Why? Can't think. I have the tooth. I have a pillow in my house. I put it under the pillow tonight. Hello? I got a $2 return. So I'm not spending what you think I am. I'm making some of it back. What are we going to do next week?
Hawk the Fatal Flaw t-shirt.
But don't we have like a stunt? Everyone does like
soak
stunts.
You. Yeah, last year we waxed your legs.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. I have been racking my brain.
Is there something we can do? There seems like something we can do with pliers in somebody's dental work.
Yours. Whatever's done, it has to be you or me.
Why? Or but, you, yeah.
Yeah.
What are some other people doing? Hey, what are some other people planning to do Thursday or Friday after us that we could steal? We could steal their thunder.
I have no idea.
There's electrical sockets here. Do you have a metal fork?
We have done things with shocking.
Would you put a fork in that electric socket?
No, I would not. Would you?
No, I would not. Another reason to get a hobo. Hobos will do anything. They'll do anything for $4. It's almost a working definition of hobo. I'll do anything for $4. What can we
why
do?
Why is it okay to talk about hobos in this way? I've noticed that
it seems to bother you. That's why it's okay.
No, because it extends to more than you and me.
It does?
The Daily Show. The Daily Show does a lot of stuff about abusing hobos.
Do they say hobos?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they use that phrase?
Yes, and they even show hobos.
Oh, then yes. I would have not used the phrase. I don't watch the Daily Show as regularly as you. I would have said bums.
But you're married to hobos now.
Is bums less PC than hobos?
Yes.
Because bums are like, less PC? Like
bum fight, remember when Bum Fight came out?
No.
The black market video of bums, you know.
Being paid to fight each other?
Yeah, being paid to fight each other.
No.
Can
that be a premium we can give away?
No. I would not want to give that away. But there was a pretty big outcry about that.
How about we do FMU volunteer fighting?
So you should try the hobo fight. In the same way that I want to do a reenactment.
Well, it's like bum fighting.
But you should see. You should do a little experiment. I mean, you
no,
know.
No, it's like ripping off a bumfight. But what if we did an FMU volunteer
fight?
What
if you called?
What if we got two FMU volunteers and put them in that room, that studio, and had them fight and bet on it?
No.
Would that be fun?
That would be fun, yes. That would really be fun. But we can't do
it. Why?
That's such a great idea, but we can't do
it. Like, really fight.
I know. I know. You say, well, like what, boxing? What kind of fighting?
No, no rules. The only rule is there are no rules.
Street fight.
Street fight.
Forget it. No. I mean, you know, obviously that would please you.
Why? Because I said it in here? How about it on the street?
Could even do wrestling.
Yeah. You don't want to sanction anything like that.
Well, certainly not boxing or street fighting.
How about this?
Maybe wrestling.
You know what I've never done in my life?
What?
Smoke a cigarette. Would that be something?
No.
Next week?
No.
Would that be worth anything?
No. You've also never been drunk.
I've never been drunk. How would I get home?
But no. I don't want to. I hate to say it.
Why?
None of these things are things that I would do.
Getting me drunk?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get you drunk at this point. A couple of years ago, I would have.
Yeah.
But now I'm realizing.
Now that I'm 50?
And, well, you've never had any significant amount of alcohol. You could get really sick. I mean, nobody knows what would happen.
Yeah. You know what I think I could do because I've driven here so often? I bet I could get home blindfolded.
Okay. All right. Let's try that. How do we verify it, though?
Wait, I think I could do it. Just from the sounds of what intersection I'm at. I think I could do it. How close people are when they're honking at me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to verify that, though. Okay, we don't have a stunt for next week.
There's a week to go. There's a week to think of one.
Don't you have to announce it? Don't you have to billboard the stunt, whatever we're doing?
No. We've come up with plenty of stunts at the last minute. Or maybe we won't have a stunt. Who knows?
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything either. We've really done all the stunts that can be done.
We've shocked each other.
But we could do another shocking. We could do a variation on
Would something. You shave your head?
No.
Has anyone done that?
I don't believe so.
Would you shave your head?
No.
Why not? It grows back. For you, not for me.
I would not.
For $25,000?
Nope.
For $25,000, you would have a tattoo that you will die with, that will keep you out of the Jewish cemetery, but you won't shave your head?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
For $25,000? Please.
It's not $25,000 for me. It's $25,000 for the station.
For your beloved station. That's like a child, isn't it? Please. Well, I'm now saying on behalf of your listeners, please. $25,000. It will grow back. It'll grow back in a month. And you'll look cool.
No, I won't.
Wait, I'll do something. I'll do something.
I'll look like a cancer victim.
I'll do something as dramatic if you'll agree to cut.
Like what? Like what would you do?
You tell me. You name something. Would you do this for $25,000?
Do what?
Shave your head.
No.
But what if I did something as dramatic?
Like what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what. I would let my teeth get stained again. So they wouldn't be quite as white.
You would stop bleaching your teeth. Yeah. What do you put like this rubber thing on at night that has bleach in it?
No, there's some Colgate little tube with a brush.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Beth again. I thought of an idea for Andy for the premium. One day of volunteer service, and people can call in with different ideas.
Like volunteer, like community service?
Volunteer at a hospital one day or volunteer cleaning.
I can't
the
do
roads.
It. Honey, I can't do it.
I think it's the greatest.
All
I don't
day?
I have done it.
I could do it. Well,
how about 4 hours volunteering at WFMU?
What? No, I can't do
4
it.
Hours.
Would I be alone or would I be with them?
You'd be with others.
Would I be with them?
Yes.
You know who I mean?
Would you be with Scott?
The other volunteers.
And Megan and the other volunteers.
I can't do it.
4 hours.
Thank you, honey.
If we raise
Hey, Beth, don't go to bed right away because I think you and I have something to talk about when I get home.
If we raise $25,000.
No, I can't do it. With them? If I was alone, if I could do like, you know what I could do? I could lick and stuff envelopes at my house.
No, this was.
And you can verify somehow that I'm doing it.
The part of the deal would be you coming. Oops, I think Beth is gone.
Oh.
Coming down and doing real volunteer work for WFMU in a social setting.
That is verified with other volunteers.
For 4 hours.
You mean sit in like the t-shirt room and fold t-shirts?
Yes.
And put t-shirts into boxes?
Yes. That kind of thing.
For four
hours.
You know I'm a. You know.
Oh, it's a stunt. Look, we're trying to come up with a marathon.
But what will
stunt.
You do? What will you do? You have dartboard with my picture, and now you have me sitting in the T-shirt room with them? With them?
Oh, this is great. How about for $30,000?
What will you do?
I'm not going to shave my head.
Why not?
Why do I have to do something that goes against the whole, you know, tenor of the show?
What tenor of the show are you talking about
trying
now?
Trying to harm you, trying to punish you.
Oh, I didn't read the bylaws. I didn't understand. But that was...
Yes.
Oh, I didn't understand that was the mission statement.
Yes.
Oh, I kind of thought we were in this together, my friend.
No.
Oh, that, sometimes I wish I went to those meetings, those little meetings of yours.
That policy ended years ago.
Hey, how much time do we have?
We have 15 minutes, or not even, actually.
Oh, no one's coming.
Yeah.
You think anyone's coming for $120?
Well, what do we do if the next show starts and Wendy or Ben show up?
I get the money.
You keep the money?
Absolutely.
Even if they're racing down here right now.
Laughs on them. They'll learn a lesson. I think maybe the lesson they learned would have been worth even more than $120.
So not only have you disqualified a kid whose tooth fell out yesterday and they gave it to the tooth fairy last night.
How would you know that their tooth fell out yesterday?
You could have a pretty good idea.
I need to see a tooth. I need to get my $2 back later tonight.
You would disqualify them, but you're also going to disqualify Wendy and Ben, who might be racing down here right now.
Yeah. 7 o'clock, my friend.
If they arrive after 7 o'clock.
I wish I made the rules. I don't make the rules.
And you wonder why the premise of the whole show is to punish you.
Oh, $120. Ooh. Put your dancing shoes on, Beth, darling.
Maybe this is
somebody. We're going out dancing tonight.
Maybe this is Ben or Wendy. Hi, you're on the air.
It's listener John, San Francisco, and I want to know why Ken doesn't want to shave his head.
I know!
Because I think it's a great idea for the marathon. I've seen Ken has a big sort of pompadour of white, grayish hair I've seen on, you know, the pictures on the internet or something like that. And I think it'd be a great idea for him to shave his head.
Would you pledge money to see him shave
absolutely.
His head?
Absolutely.
I would pledge money too. Ken, how can you put a tattoo on your arm and a tattoo on your back and resist this?
I mean, it grows back.
How fast does it grow back?
John, I'd shave my head before it goes back very quickly.
How quickly?
By the way, you know what you are? You're skinhead phobic. You hate skinheads. And that's why, that is coming through now.
He's afraid to look like a fascist.
You are afraid. You're a fascist phobic. And you are, and don't deny it. That is insulting to every fascist listening out there.
Wow, so I might look like a fascist.
Within 2 weeks.
You know, that's true. If I put on sunglasses.
Within 2 weeks, it'll be grown back. You don't want to look like a fascist for 2 weeks. That is so bias of you. That is so prejudiced of you. You know, I know some fascists, and they would be hurt. Yeah, what happened to Captain Tolerance? You have to be tolerant to everyone, even people whose views you don't agree with.
Except for hobos. You don't have to be tolerant of hobos.
Yeah, and well, once they can muster together 37 cents in an envelope and can protest, then everything changes.
Thank you, John.
Maybe you shave a hobo's head. Thanks,
John. I'm thinking about it.
Shave a hobo's head. Would you agree to shave a hobo's head?
No.
I didn't know John Stewart was doing hobo. I'm embarrassed now.
Yeah.
That I was doing a whole hobo.
I'm sorry. Move. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I should have told you, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. No, but it was good, though, the hobo bit. Your hobo bit was better than their hobo bit.
Go to hell. I guess
and I mean that. Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Go to hell again.
And I loved your hobo bit much more than any hobo bit The Daily Show has ever done.
Oh.
I swear to God.
This is now the worst hour of my life. Let me tell you why it's the worst hour. The squeaky chair is beginning to bother me. We've been talking about everything from how I'm still snoring and driving my darling wife crazy to why I'm whitening my teeth. The whole idea of the Tooth Fairy show didn't work.
But it's
why? This is just the worst show we've ever done.
For you. Yeah, you make a strong case.
Do you think somebody's coming?
I believe that...
201-209-9368. Why aren't they calling and saying we're on our way?
Yeah, I don't know.
Montgomery.
I did tell you that we ran the risk of this happening. I told you many, many times. From
wasn't there a show we did a couple weeks ago where you were not a believer and it worked out?
Yes.
What was that? Somebody was tasting food.
Oh, yeah. The bake-off.
Yeah, the
bake-off.
Yeah, the FMU bake-off.
Bake in quotes.
Yeah. How much time is left? If somebody coming, Make them come, Ken.
I don't know.
Make the show work. Do it.
We have 9 minutes to go, but the theme song is 3 minutes, so we only have 6 minutes to go.
You think they're coming?
But what if they come? Well, see, now you're discouraging them not to even come.
No, they should try to come.
Now you're discouraging them, you know, if they might.
But there has to be a deadline. There has to be rules in life and boundaries. Are you suggesting that we extend the deadline to 7:15 and pay them off the air? That's no fun.
That would seem like a decent thing to do if they
were. I agree. I'm not arguing that. But it's not good radio.
The approach you're taking, though, is would lead them to turn around. If they think there's no chance, if they might arrive 1 minute after 7, they might as well give up now and go home now.
If they think they might arrive 1 minute after 7 and they're still not going to try it,
well, that's what
then they don't deserve my money.
But despite what you've said that if they are after 1 minute after 7.
But if it's that close, if they're running that close, they should still try it.
Then I'm asking you what the limit is. What if they get here 10 after 7?
But if we can't do it on the air, why would I do it? I really don't want to give them.
Then
read that note.
Oh, this is one of them.
What? Are they here?
Wendy's on the way.
Oh, but where is she?
Wendy, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hey, Wendy, do you have a kid with you?
I do have a kid.
Do you have a tooth in your hand with you?
I have 3 teeth.
what's your son's name?
Henry.
And where's your ETA? What's your ETA?
We just passed the Liberty Science Center.
Oh, you can make this.
I don't think I can.
No,
make
you
it.
Can make this. Which way are you coming?
The money will be waiting for her, will it?
Wait,
not?
Wait. No. I won't say that. Which way are you coming?
We're coming down the turnpike.
Okay.
You should get off at the Grand Street exit.
There's a Grand Street
if
exit.
You see the Grand Street exit.
It's kind of quick. There's construction.
It's right after the Liberty Science Center. I don't know if you can.
I already passed it.
Oh,
then you've lost it. She can't do it.
That's it?
I don't think you can make it now.
Look how far she came.
I don't make the rules.
She's incredibly close. You could leave your money here for her.
Yeah.
And for poor Henry. Look at what you have.
What if she takes the next exit?
I can't believe that you.
Ken, you're wasting time. What if she takes the next exit?
Well, now she's going towards the Holland Tunnel. She can still get here.
But what if she takes the next exit?
There is no next exit. Basically, now she's going to the Holland Tunnel, and she just wants to turn right.
She has to go down the whole.
At the bottom of the ramp, she can.
She has to go down the whole ramp?
She has to go down the ramp. Turn right at the bottom of the ramp.
She's lost it.
Wendy, the ramp will just have a lot of traffic on it, probably. That's the problem.
Oh, did you just pass it as we were talking?
Yes.
She just passed the Grand Street.
Oh, ramp. Wendy, you should have called just a minute earlier.
You know what? That even adds to the pain. Thank you.
Look what you've done, Andy.
It's $120.
You won't promise Wendy and Henry that the money will be here for them when they arrive.
You are
an awful, awful man.
I can't do it.
Wendy, where did you and Henry come from?
We came from very far away.
From very far away. Where?
Don't make me do it.
We were at a barn in Ringwood, New Jersey.
Ringwood, New Jersey.
I can't do it.
And Wendy did
don't
not
make
want to come.
Me
I
do
pleaded.
It. Don't make me do it.
Wendy, you come.
It's so much money.
Wendy, you come. And the money, Andy's
don't
money
make me do
will
it.
Be waiting for
no. you. No, don't make me do it.
I promise
no. you. No, I have, it's a lot of money.
Andy.
What?
Do you want to talk to the boy? Should I put the boy
on? No.
Yes. Yes. Let Henry tell Andy what's about doing the right thing.
I'm gonna tell Henry about.
Let Henry give Andy an ethics lesson. Yeah. Put Henry on the phone.
Hold on a second.
They came from so far.
I know.
Hi, Henry.
I was gonna tell you.
Henry, I guess it's a good. You know what? You're the richest man. In your whole school today, you know why?
Why?
Because you are rich in knowledge. You've learned a great, great lesson today about rules, about following the rules in a contest. It's a very, very valuable lesson.
Wait, I'm going to tell you. Could you please hold the timer a little bit? Because I need that $51.
Well, I have to say we did have a...
Henry's begging you to just...
We have less than $1,000 in our bank account total.
Less than $1,000.
Oh, that's near hobo status. There are a couple of hobos.
They came from Ringwood, New Jersey.
And they have 3 teeth.
I begged Wendy via email to come to do it.
Is there anybody else coming?
She was reluctant.
Is there anybody else coming?
I don't know if anybody else.
Well, okay.
No, we haven't heard from anybody else.
Well, maybe they can still make it. Are they at the bottom of the ramp? Is there somebody else coming?
No, they're the only ones here. And Henry and Wendy, Henry and Wendy, let me tell you that Andy's money will be here waiting for you. I guarantee it.
Oh, you don't hold the time limit?
You just keep coming. I know where you are. You know, you're on your way.
We're on Marin Street, but we're in huge traffic.
Mm-hmm.
What's Marin Street? That's the ramp?
Yeah, if they turned right on Marin. Wow. That's...
Marin.
Are they on Marin?
You turned right on Marin?
Yeah.
Okay. They might make it in time. It's possible.
Could you hold the time limit for 5 minutes?
Well, no, wait. Let me ask you
Henry,
something.
Henry, you get here.
Henry?
And Andy's money will be here
Henry,
for you.
Henry, have you been a good boy all year?
Yes.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
No.
Do you have nice friends? Are you good with your friends? Do you share toys with them?
Yes. I let them play my favorite video game whenever they come over.
Now, when you have a friend who says they're going to come over by 5 o'clock sometime, and that friend is running late, don't you get mad at that friend? Or do you stay around and play with him even if he comes late?
Stay around and play with him even if he comes late. I won't even mention the late.
Well, Henry, you're not doing your friend any favor. Your friend's going to grow up thinking that's how life works. He's always going to come late for work.
No, he's doing the right thing. He's.
You think he is?
Yes, he's being understanding. And he's imagining. Henry probably is mature enough to imagine things from his friend's point of view. Something that you, Andy, don't seem capable of doing. You can't imagine what it's like from Wendy and Henry's point of view of what they've gone through in the last 2 hours.
Well,
I'll put that money in good use.
What would you do with the money?
I'll put some of it to charity for hobos.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But here's the thing, Henry. You know what I need the money for? More teeth whitening. I'm married to a woman that really, really insists on white teeth.
If you have some laughing gas, you can knock my teeth out. to have 32 teeth.
Ask your mommy where she is right now.
Where are you?
She needs directions.
Wait, where are you? You're coming up on Columbus.
One more block.
You're going to want to turn left on Montgomery Street.
Yeah, the next block, turn.
Montgomery Street.
The next block. Tell your mommy the next block.
Next block.
What time is it?
We have 3 minutes. They actually might make it.
I don't think they're going to make it.
They might make it.
Nah, they're not going to make it. Nah, turn left on Montgomery, and it's on. It's.
Come on, please. Can you hold the time?
It's five.
It's 40.
Henry,
40.
Henry, you're learning a very valuable lesson. You're the richest man in your school, not monetarily. But you now know how life works. You have that advantage over your friends.
I know.
What a great, great lesson. You're always going to remember this. You're always going to show up on time. You'll be very punctual the rest of your life.
He might make it.
So, if I don't make it, I'm still going to come to the studio.
Henry, you're going to make it. Yeah. You're going to make it. Are you on Montgomery Street, Henry?
Hey, Henry.
I'm not on Montgomery Street yet.
Hey, Henry.
You're not on Montgomery.
We're at a red light.
We're at a red light. Oh, that's too bad.
You still have a minute. Anyway, we'll see. 2 minutes to go, Henry.
2 minutes to go.
You can make it, Henry.
Okay.
Tell your mom to drive carefully.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Will you wave to me? I'm going to be leaving in a few minutes. Will you wave to me as I leave?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Whether or not, I'm going to be hanging around for a few minutes.
No, I really have to go. There's a mandatory staff meeting here, so I have to leave. But I'm still here for now.
Mom said I could do some of the homework at the studio.
I offered that you and I would
homework.
Do Henry's homework for him.
At the studio?
In order to try to get them to come, I told Wendy that you and I would do Henry's homework.
Did you make a left on Montgomery?
My mom.
Are you
said,
on? Ask your mom if she's on Montgomery.
Can I say it? Okay, what?
Ask your mom if she's on Montgomery Street.
We're still at the red light.
Oh, that red light.
Yeah, it's a long red
light.
That's
called the $120 red light. That's what we're always going to refer to it as.
Oh, just turn green.
Oh,
you can make it, Henry.
Listen.
I just turned.
My mom said you're gay.
I'm a J?
No, I'm... What? Never mind. Wait. Who is... Mom said Andy's a jerk.
A jerk. Yeah.
Jerk. Well, she hardly even knows me.
Henry, I bet your mom... Henry, let me ask you a question. Your mom doesn't call many people jerks, does she?
No, she calls...
Have you ever heard
of... She calls bad drivers jerks.
Okay. Bad drivers.
She calls inappropriate people jerks.
Uh-huh.
She calls a lot of people jerks.
Yeah. It's not a very exclusive club.
And I tell you...
Wendy's jerk list is a very, very long list.
Mm.
Okay, how many... What block is she on?
What block are you on?
We're past the post office.
We just got onto Montgomery Street.
Okay. Tell her we're past the post office on the right. It's three blocks.
You're past the what on the right?
The post office. Go past the post office.
We're past the post office on the right.
And then it's above Liberty Realty. You'll see Liberty Realty.
And then it's right above Liberty Realty. You'll see Liberty Realty.
Very good, Henry. You're doing an excellent job.
And...
I'll see you as soon as you come to the front door.
Okay. And I think.
Do you have your tooth with you?
I think knocking teeth out of Hobo's mouth is a good idea.
Yeah, I know.
You think it's a good idea?
We're gonna have a great marathon.
Yeah, I know. I watch the show every single chance I get.
You listen to 7 Second Delay?
I think he means Monk.
Oh, Monk.
Yeah, every single time.
Oh, good. Oh, that's nice of you to say.
And Henry, you like the new Sharona Natalie?
Yeah, I really like it. It's funny.
Yeah, she's funny. Well, I'm going to tell her all about you. I'm going to tell her how I almost met you.
Okay, and my birthday is April 29th, 1995.
Okay.
And Henry, why haven't your mom said you had a whole bunch of teeth? How come you haven't given them over to the Tooth Fairy yet?
Wait a minute. Where are we? Oh, we're getting out of a car, right? See me?
Okay, no, you better hop out.
Bye.
I see you.
You do?
What? He's here.
Oh,
he's here.
No. Well, he's late, though. Ken, he's late.
He's a little late, but
he's 2 minutes late.
The theme song's still running.
That's not the rule. That's not the rule. He's late.
He's not late. The theme song.
He's late.
No, he's not late.
You played the theme song too often. You played it. You kept repeating it.
We're dashing to the theme song.
Don't let him in.
He's in the building.
Don't let him in. What did you do? Ken, what did you do?
Oh, no.
Ken, it's 3 minutes after 7. He's never going to learn. We had a chance to teach him a real lesson.
Well, we're almost here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I've got to go. Where's my coat? So we'll see you next week. No.
Andy, I bet you left the door to the hotel then.
What did he say? Bet I left the door.
It was some kind of gloating. I'm not sure exactly what he said, but it was clearly gloating.
Andy.
Oh, he's never. Are they coming up the stairs?
He's still on the phone. It's great. He's on the phone running up the stairs.
Oh, he's too late. Ken.
No, he's not. The theme song is still on.
That's not the rule.
It's okay. Robert's Rules of Radio. If the theme song is still on.
Well, you've been hitting repeat. Lock the door.
What's the repeat?
Lock the door.
For?
Ken, Andy. Seriously, Ken.
Andy.
Yes, ma'am.
That is totally uncool. Totally uncool.
Oh, I know it's uncool. There's
You're
no dispute.
You're going to see him in like 30 seconds.
There's no disputing whether it's cool or not. I will grant you it's uncool.
I'm going to start thinking of things you can do for next week.
Oh, good. See, this is what we needed.
I've been covered. Oh, I wish. He's
crying.
No, we got him.
He's crying.
Oh, he still can make it. Oh, no. Oh, he's making it. The song's still playing. Oh, he's
talking. Talking to the microphone.
Hey, there he is. How are you? Oh, I'm so.
It's great.
Oh, you did great. Do you have your teeth? Oh, I put you through back. Oh, I'm so.
Henry, talking to the microphone.
Great. Oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so sorry I teased you on the microphone. I'm so sorry you're crying.
Get him on mic, Andy.
Terrible.
Shut up. Shut up.
This is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
This one called Jumping in Shadows.
isn't much to tell. But I'm going downhill. But I blame myself. When I've been a jumping in shadows, a thinking about my life. Now everybody point their hand at me. I'll tell you that I'm just a picture. Shadow and thinking about